Now we come in verse 16, and this is women's dress. Now this is an area I've never moved in, and I'll move through here rather softly. But it doesn't sound like I'm moving very softly. Will you listen to this? And I'm going to read this. Moreover, verse 16 now to 24. Moreover, the Lord saith, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and they walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go. Oh, what a picture of womanhood. And now the problem, of course, is in the heart. Simon Peter, in 1 Peter 3:1 says, in the same manner, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the behavior of the wives. The wife has tried to win her husband. If she finds out she can't, she's certainly not to take abuse from him. While they behold your chaste conduct coupled with fear. Now, that doesn't mean you take abuse from him. It means the life that you're living before him. Whose adorning, let it not be that outward and adorning of braiding of the hair and of wearing of gold or putting on of apparel. If you have to hold your husband with sex, you're not going to hold him, friends, because the day is coming when he won't be interested. And that day, you've really lost him. I've always told young couples that there are three cords that hold marriage together, and a threefold cord's not easily broken. There's the physical. It should be there. It's important. There is also the mental, same interests, psychological, and the spiritual. And if only the physical is there, when that's broken, friends, it's gone. And that's what Peter's saying. It should be the life and not the clothes that are put on the back. In other words, a woman shouldn't be a clothes horse, and that's all. Now she's walking and mincing as they go and making a tinkling with her feet. Therefore the Lord will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. And do you know there's an epidemic of venereal disease in our nation right now? I tell you, these that look so delicious when you look at them, may I say to you, it's like a serpent along the way. Many a man is finding it out to his sorrow. In that day, the Lord will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet, their cauls, their round tires, like the moon, the chains, the bracelets, the mufflers. And I only thought cars had mufflers, but here women have mufflers in that day. The bonnets, the ornaments of the legs, and the headbands, and the tablets, and the earrings, and the rings, and nose jewels, the changeable suits of apparel, and the mantles, the wimples, and the crisping pins, the glasses, the fine linen, the hoods, and the veils, it shall come to pass that instead of sweet smell, there shall be stink, and instead of a girdle, a rent, and instead of well set their baldness, and instead of a stomacher, a girding of sackcloth, and burning instead of beauty. I tell you today, as in that day, women's dress is the barometer of any civilization. And the women's dress, when it's modest, tells something concerning the nation. And women's dress today is immodest. Oh, I know I'm a square. I recognize that. But listen, 20 articles of women's dress are mentioned by name. There is nothing wrong with a woman dressing in style. And I believe she ought to. I think all of us ought to look the best we can with what we got to work with. Some of us don't have much to work with, but we ought to look the best we possibly can. But that's not what he's talking about here. The difficulty was with the inner life. They were haughty. They were brazen. Real adornment is beneath the skin, not from the skin outwards. Woman's dress is the key to a nation's morals, always. Now, verse 25 and 26. The man shall fall by the sword. And how many did we lose in Vietnam? May I say to you, one political party blames it on another. And it's the sin of us, all of us as a nation, and thy mighty in war. And her gates shall lament and mourn, and she being desolate shall sit upon the ground. And friend, the bombs are yet to fall upon our nation. But they're coming. They're coming. Oh, I know today that we feel very comfortable and very much compromised in the world, but they're coming. That was a Roman medal which showed a woman weeping. The insignia was Judea Capta, or she went into captivity. What a picture of that nation.